It's been almost 3.5 years since cholera struck Haiti, and that epidemic continues. The deadly bacterial infection has killed more than 8,500 people and infected hundreds of thousands. Evidence suggests this strain of cholera originated at a United Nations base housing peacekeeping troops. The outbreak has been difficult to contain because Haiti lacks working sewers. In a recent article for The New Yorker, Jonathan Katz writes about cholera and Haiti's independent and somewhat secret laborers who clean the country's cesspools, the Bayaku.
Almost all of them are men. They're basically independent contractors, although sometimes they kind of organize into groups. And they work in a very interesting way. The job is incredibly important because it's basically the only way that people who have underground cesspools dug under latrines in their backyards can get them cleaned. And the way the job is done by hand. They climb into the latrines with a bucket and they scoop out the excrement and they take it out and they put it somewhere else.
Now, these people are basically cleaning out a sort of a pit designed to catch waste. I mean, wouldn't that be sort of a middle-class invention? I mean, they're not really cleaning up after very much of the population, are they?
Right. Most people in Haiti can't afford even that kind of cesspool. So what most people do in most parts of the country, especially in the rural areas, is when they have to go, they look for an open field. They look for a canal. There's another practice that's common in Haiti, which is known as the flying toilet. Basically, you take a plastic bag, you do what you need to do in the plastic bag, and then you throw it. That's the way the sanitation tends to get done.
After the 2010 earthquake, there was a lot of aid coming into Haiti, and one element, obviously, was concerns about clean water. Has anything actually been done?
Not in a long-term sense for the most part, which is sort of very, very short-term Band-Aid-type solutions. So, for instance, the bladders of water that were being provided to the displacement camps, the porta-potties that were, you know, being installed in big, visible places. Those are the kinds of things that were helpful for as long as they lasted, but they weren't long-term, institutional, durable solutions.
Haitian citizens have actually brought lawsuits against the United Nations, seeking compensation for the spread of cholera. What is the United Nations saying? What are they doing?
Before these lawsuits were brought forward at the very beginning of the epidemic, UN officials were actively trying to deny that they could have been responsible. Since then, the science has been so overwhelming that the UN basically doesn't even take up the issue of whether it was responsible.
Could you just lay out for us the case that the UN is responsible for this epidemic?
Essentially, what has happened is that in October of 2010, a group of Nepalese soldiers were being rotated into the peacekeeping mission, and they were coming from Nepal, where there was an active cholera outbreak going on. And effectively, there was no medical screening. What has been found is there's a number of things. First of all, there's widespread agreement, including from the United Nations, that the sanitation at their base was inadequate to prevent contamination of the adjacent river. And in the words of the scientists who the United Nations itself, under pressure, appointed to review the evidence, they described that strain in Nepal and the strain in Haiti as being a perfect match.
Do you think that after many years of being clear of cholera, that it's now come to Haiti to stay?
The most likely scenario is that cholera is now endemic to Haiti. Once you have cholera, it is very, very hard to get out of the environment. But that said, there have been many parts of the world that have dealt with horrific cholera epidemics over a very long period of time. But there was a solution, and the solution was actually devised directly in response to those cholera epidemics, and that solution was waste and sanitation. It doesn't really matter so much if cholera is in the soil, just so long as people aren't getting sick, but so long as people are drinking water that's infected, it's going to continue to be a major problem for a very, very, very long time.
Jonathan Katz, thank you.
Thank you.
Jonathan Katz is a freelance journalist. He wrote a book about this situation. It's called The Big Truck That Went By, How the World Came to Save Haiti and Left Behind a Disaster.